Morning. Our first scripture this morning is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 20 and 26 to 27.
We're woven together by that
Our
power.
First reading comes from the letters
woven
of Paul.
Together by that power
Here he offers the church an image,
today
a metaphor for our life.
Recognize how God
we are a body with all the diversity a body contains, and with a strong unity of purpose and spirit.
And celebrate that God leads us all together.
For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed. The body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third, teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way.
Who had reached the tomb first.
Our second reading is Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 8.
And believed.
Our gospel reading is Mark's version of the resurrection story. Mark was a realist, and so deeply connected with the struggle of life within the gospel. The resurrection was not an easy event, and there were never any guarantees with it. The disciples live with uncertainty.
And saw two angels in white seated where Jesus was.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him.
Why are you crying?
And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back.
Why are you crying?
As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side.
She said, "Sir,"
and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified.
Jesus said to her,
he has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of them to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
She told him the things that he had said to her. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Of grace, and eat the bread.
take a close look at the world around him. He even takes people, he tells them, we're going to go on a belly hike today. And he gives them toilet paper inside roll thingies, you know, when you've used up all the toilet paper, the thing that's left, right? And you're going to go for a belly hike. So go out onto that field, lie on your stomach, look through that and see what you see. And just hike around there. It's great. Almost anybody can do it. It's great.
This sharing.
And just behold what you see.
Into which we enter sometimes
just
involves
take it
quite
in.
Literally sharing the furniture.
Take a close-up look.
And here's a piece of furniture we're about to
share. The world actually looks like.
Let us pray.
And sometimes if you look close enough, you'll see things
May
like
the words
this.
Of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts and the actions
Solomon
of our lives
was one time
be
when
acceptable
I was walking
in your
and it was
sight, O God.
There.
Our strength
bright
and our
blue.
Redeemer.
You'll see stuff like this.
Hosanna, they cry as they welcome their king. In majesty he rises.
What's left after
I'm deeply grateful to be here today and to be a witness and to celebrate the amalgamation between Northwood United Church and Fraser Valley Japanese United Church.
I love discovering
and
stuff.
I think
like
some
this.
Of you
the empty
may remember
shell
that.
Of a bird.
Fraser Valley Japanese congregation and I were invited to share the story of 50
shell.
Years in January 2006 by Reverend
And it's not
Dad
so much
Lowe.
That the things are cool, although they
that?
Really, really are.
Oh yes, some of them. Yeah, few.
They're beautiful.
Okay. Anyways, and today.
And they're dead. Every one of them has either a neat little
Our
slit in its
board
back
chair, Fred Yano, dedicated this book.
Where the living creature escaped.
Becoming the soil of Canada.
Pulling new
it's a
legs,
feeling of any
new eyes,
every single immigrant, I think.
New wings out of that
so
dry body.
We are this story
flight.
Become part of
lifting
your
up.
Story.
And
so if you are interested in these stories, please read it. I don't have enough time to share all the stories right
clothes.
Now. But I want to share some stories in terms of the relationship between Northwood and
the
Fraser Valley Japanese.
When they got to the tomb on that first morning, so two
they are
the
founders
clothes.
Of Fraser Valley Japanese United Church. Reverend
Mary
Mark Williams and his wife.
She
Miss
was
Namba.
So distraught the moment she saw the door to the tomb.
They founded,
open, she ran
reformed Japanese congregation in Fraser Valley around 1956.
They beat her back
but
to the
they
tomb
really
found
struggled to find
right,
a place
the
to worship for Japanese people at the time. And finally, they are accepted at Green Timber United Church on 88th Avenue in 1962.
And without even going
they are
inside,
Reverend
the
Kabayama and
the
his
linen
wife Maki, Lily Kapoff's
lying
parents.
In a heap.
So
and when Peter went inside,
in
he
1963,
saw more.
Reverend Kabayama and his wife Maki moved
Jesus
from Kelowna and served
and
Fraser Valley Japanese
itself.
For around 5 years. Reverend Kabayama worked very hard
that
to keep
go to
four
all the
preaching points
to roll
in
it up
Surrey, Olde Grove, Hene, and
none of
Hope.
It was making any sense to them. Says the gospel writer,
and
because
Maki
no
formed
one
women's
who was
group
there
in
that
Surrey
morning
and
understood
women,
the scripture
Japanese
that
women.
Jesus would rise.
So they are the parents. So and
still,
thanks to Lily's
when
contribution,
the beloved disciple following
people
Fraser
Valley Japanese
the tomb,
found a second home
and saw
at
the
North Surrey United
clothing
Church
lying there.
Around 1970.
The
is that
says
right?
He believed.
And okay, next picture.
What?
Lily. And Gwenda inquired.
I have no idea.
And I think some other people
moment.
Helped.
John doesn't say what he believed.
Provided ESL class
believed.
For Japanese people.
And without another word.
And thanks to
he and
your
Peter
contribution.
And everybody else returned to their
many
homes.
Of our members.
And the rest of the story belongs to
Canadian
Mary.
Canadian citizenship in 1972.
She was the one who saw the angels. She was the one who saw the risen Lord. Who had gotten himself
and
some new clothes by that time.
And since people of North Surrey generously shared a space
I was reading a commentary
us,
this week that plays
Fraser
with
Japanese
this
developed the ministry.
Asked,
and
pointed out
big
that
fall, spring and fall bazaar every year providing udon,
story.
Japanese noodles, sushi.
Either that or Jesus found the spare gardening clothes down with the fertilizer and the rakes.
And also
Peter and the beloved disciples
saw none of that. When the amalgamation between North Surrey and Fleetwood happened,
a vacant tomb with two piles of clothes, they saw nothing but emptiness and absence. And on that basis, at least one of them believed, although neither of them understood.
People of Fraser Valley Japanese were asked by the people of Northwood, will you come to our building? Come to our new house.
That's a pretty fragile beginging.
We will follow
religion,
you,
don't you think?
Our people said, because we have a very good
relationship. That has lasted for 2,000 years now. And yet, that is where many of us continue to focus our
energy
on the tomb.
So small.
And that morning,
in 2005, our family and I came to Canada.
Didn't happen.
Since then, we have been a part of
how to explain it to somebody who hears this story and goes,
especially Peter and Louise Lawson, Lily Karpov and her family, and Mark Collins and his family helped us.
Resurrection does not square.
So. And gradually,
with anything
I found
else that we know
Northwood
about physical
received
human
a lot
life
of requests
on Earth,
to share
no
the
one
space
has ever seen it happen.
By other new immigrants' congregations.
Which is why
one day
it helps
a very
me to
aggressive
that no one
Korean
saw
minister
it
came
on Easter morning either.
And he forced me to share the worship space with us in the afternoon.
One of my favorite Christian
him,
writers, Barbara Brown Taylor,
no right
points out that the resurrection is
you.
The one and only event
maybe
in Jesus' life
because our
that is entirely
is
between
tiny.
Jesus and God.
And the minister
there's
asked
no,
the same question
there are no
to
witnesses
Reverend
whatsoever.
Mark Collins.
No
he
one on earth
said,
can say what happened.
We already
in
have Yoko's congregation.
Because
in
nobody
the
was there.
We need to respect Yoko.
They all arrived after the fact. Two of them saw some clothing.
I was deeply impressed by
one of them saw
words.
An angel. Most of them saw nothing at all because they were still asleep.
Thanks to their generous
but as it turned
and kind,
out,
kind sharing of Northwood
that
people,
didn't matter.
Fraser Valley Japanese,
because
although we are tiny, but
the
we developed various ministries in this building. I'm really grateful.
The tomb.
Those ministries. Will be continued as a
the
part
egg shell,
of the ministry
the chrysalis,
of Northwood from
the casseta shell with the neat slit in the back of it.
These are our people, members and
the living being
those who come to
that had
our
once been inside
ministries.
Was gone.
Although Fraser Valley Japanese
and the
was
singing
tiny
was happening somewhere
an
else,
aging congregation
which
without
may be why Peter and the other disciple didn't stick
property,
around for very long.
People
clearly
have
Jesus
a
was not there.
Great treasure. Within
he
our
could have
community.
Stayed, I guess.
They are beautiful.
All new and pink between two
they
little piles of clothing.
Gentle.
And everyone could come in and see him.
Although I had been
but
very busy
did,
for the past 2 years for serving two Japanese congregations.
He had outgrown the tomb.
And in Vancouver. And I finally left.
Which
the
was too small a focus.
September. They
for
have been caring, encouraging, and supporting
the
each other.
The risen one.
I believe that.
Well,
their
he had
presence
people to see,
will be a comfort,
things
healing,
to do,
and encouragement for the new family.
The living
comfort.
One's business was among the living.
At the end, I would like to express
to whom he appeared not just once, but four times in the Gospel of John.
She has been our supervisor.
Every time he came to his friends,
for many, many years, and
they became stronger. They became
without
wiser. They became
and
kinder.
The
they became
Japanese
more daring. Essentially, they became more like he was.
And I also want to thank
that's the resurrection.
Carrie Copeman Haynes, the rep from Fraser Presbytery, and Will.
It's those things that happen
Richard,
afterwards.
And everyone.
Within the lives of people
who
experience the resurrecting power
thank
of God that is the resurrection for me. Not what happened in the tomb. What happened in the tomb was between Jesus and God.
You know,
but for the rest of us,
the Apostle
Easter
Paul
began
gave us a great
when
gift
the gardener said,
when he was writing to the
Mary.
Church in Corinth, in offering us the image, the metaphor for.
And she knew who it was.
The church being the body of Christ.
It began with that experience.
There are so many levels to that.
Of the
that
risen one. First of
that's
all,
where the miracle happened
they were
and
in
continues
those
to happen,
years after the devastating
not in the tomb,
and surprising and wondrous
but in the encounter with the living one.
Celebrating through the Lent and Easter season, the passion of Jesus, his death.
In the end, that's the only evidence we have to offer those who hear about the Christian faith and go,
and
you believe
the community that?
That
continue
and we can
to
say, actually
Christ
what I believe is what I have
young,
encountered.
Starry-eyed.
The living Christ.
But also
at work in the world.
Groups,
that's the story we have to tell.
They didn't always get along.
And it connects so deeply to the story of the gospel
really
that in between the two
be
of them, life
they knew,
happens.
They knew how to be the many, struggled to be the one.
Because we live, that's why.
And so Paul offers them
we can
this image. Think
share
of yourself as a body.
The resurrecting faith. Because we have
not
found, to our
anybody,
surprise, that we're actually not alone.
Christ, with many members.
That actually, this isn't
individual.
Just up to us. That actually our life is beyond us, and that's
and course,
okay because we are accompanied
grown
by the risen one.
That's what young bodies have.
Because we never know where he's going to show up next.
Fast forward approximately 2,000 years.
And here's the one thing
not quite
that really helps to live that
has
to be. Never get so focused.
We have been around for a while,
tomb.
And as Fraser Valley Japanese,
or the Casada Shell,
United Church over 55 years,
or the
Northwood
Chrysalis,
not as long, 19
that you forget
years old,
to have a conversation with the gardener.
Of course, before that, North Surrey and Fleetwood, and many other clusters of people from
amen
varying congregations coming together. We in Northwood has been a congregation of congregations. A body of bodies. And today, together, we become another body of bodies. In all likelihood, for you, the members of Fraser Valley Japanese United Church, this feels like kind of an overwhelming body. Many, many, many people. But I'm also guessing that your part of the body feels like home, feels familiar. And for members of the former Northwood, a congregation that has done this before, this likely feels a little bit familiar. But an interesting new venture, an interesting new body that we're going to have to get a feel for. To the former Fraser Valley Japanese folk, I want to acknowledge the courage that it takes to enter this new body. I know that in some ways it felt to you like you didn't have much choice, that you needed to do something, and becoming a new community with Northwood was the best option forward when there was no option back. But I believe that you have the spiritual gift of courage. It must feel like a mouse sidling up to an elephant. Does it feel that way a little bit? Hoping the elephant won't roll over? But friends, please do not assume that just because you are a small body, you are not a strong one. There is strength in your depth of friendship. There is strength in doing a few things with purpose. There is strength in knowing who you are. Your part in the body. You may not always feel it, but I believe you are strong. And to the former Northwood 1994 folk, Yoko has already acknowledged the long-standing culture of welcome and generosity. towards our Japanese-speaking sisters and brothers. But today, a new gift of welcome and generosity is called for. The gift of friendship ongoing. Today, you are called upon to step out of your place of comfort within the body and connect on purpose, deliberately, sensitively, openly with other members of the body. I believe you are called to go deeper, to make the body stronger. That's your gift and your challenge. So please don't assume that coming together will just happen. And the Northwood 2013, now bigger and more diverse, is not also vulnerable. I believe our biggest challenge as a body is developing that deep welcome with one another and with the broader community, that deep hospitality, genuine, vulnerable friendship, which is the task of every member of the body. We do not outsource our hospitality to a committee. We are all the body. And now to all of us together, you know that resurrection community that we heard about from the Gospel of Mark, that little cluster of disciples that had just heard and were just beginning to experience the risen Christ after the tomb had been discovered empty? Remember them? You know that group? It had a strong sense of the immediate past, but it had very little sense of the future. They did not know. They could not have known that their spiritual descendants would be us. No. To be the resurrection community is to be a community whose future is completely up for grabs, completely unknown. Northwood folks, you know this is true. A roof is blue and made of nylon. And our roof can change our future. We don't know what the future holds. Fraser Valley Japanese folks, you know this is true, how things change and are not how we expected them to be. So that's us, folks. We all know this. Northwood 2013, future unknown. As Daniel Berrigan, the great American social activist and Christian, said, we stand on the brink of the unknown, which is to say that things are normal and good and permissive of joy. As the body of Christ, as the resurrection community, we head into this unknown future together, and we do so confidently, not because we know how to do this, but confidently because we may not know what the future will hold, but we do know that the faithful one, the one who raised Jesus to life, that one holds whatever our future is. Watashi tachi ni mirai no koto wa wakarimasen. Shikashi subete wa kami no mite no ochi ni arimasu. Amen. Friends, now let us continue in our worship of God as we bring before God all that we have to offer.
join them. In this part of the